I don't want to do every episode. We're recording, David. This is it, man.
Oh,
this,
right.
This is the Central Division. We're here.
I see that it's recording. I thought you were going to tell me a secret that only I could hear.
David, this one's only for you. No one's listening. I don't want to be corrected every week, you know? All right. It's a free flowing thing. You need to tell your lawyers to back down. Get off my back.
Some people are, I don't know, you want to do the right thing and correct errors, but then unfortunately, once you make one correction, it encourages people to like continue to edit. And I've been told that the Metrograph, it's not the canteen, it's the commissary.
Oh, the commissary.
And someone said specifically, they expect me to make this sort of mistake, but they said, Michael even said he worked on the project. And so they hold you to a higher standard.
I mean,
then they hold me.
Okay.
Which so, I figured would complete, you would have feelings about.
Let's talk about, okay, here's what I do every day. Okay. I have like 8 or 10 clients all doing stuff all at the same time. Right. So like every day we're doing stuff, we're pitching things, we're writing things, we're stealing pictures off the internet to post on Instagram, you know, that's what we're doing. So there's like a lot of that going on. Yeah. Then there's like blog posts being written. I have to take my nap. I have to make sure my sumos get delivered from Whole Foods. You know, it's like, I got a lot of stuff going on. I don't remember. And I've only been to Metrograph. I've never seen a film there because I was never in New York and never had time. And I worked on like 2 events. One was like the opening. And I was like running around doing press coverage. I forgot, you know, also yes, I'm okay. aging, you know,
that's,
it's like,
that's it.
I guess body is deteriorating.
The
my
question
memory.
Is, do we want to be held to high standards or do we want slightly, like, I think we should just grade on a curve. Yeah. If we get the right letter that it starts with, that's fine. And sumos, I totally know what you meant when you were talking about sumos. I feel like I'm very interested in the sumo conversation. Partly, I didn't know they were such a part of so many people's lives. I think what it tells me is like people don't want to peel something that's difficult to peel.
I mean, oranges are annoying because peeling them is you know, it's just not, it's not easy. But then you peel a sumo and you're like, wow, this is great. It's like, I don't know what the parallel is, but that's like when the one thing gets upgraded and you're like, finally, we have, it's like, finally, the technology caught up with like rain jackets or whatever that's, it is.
Right. Yeah. I think I would like to be in every meeting where some food was improved or changed. Do you remember the Mad Men when they were talking about diet beer and every person said, you mean for women? They're like, no, it's for men. They're like, diet beer. They're like, oh, you're drinking a lot with your friends. It's a diet beer. He goes to the next person. He's like, you mean for women? Like, no, for men. And then by the end, they change it to light beer. And it's like, oh my God, this, as someone who just grew up with light beer, you never thought that there was a time that they had to be invented or we're going to stack the potato chips in a tube. Like, what do you mean? How do you stack them? They're all different shapes. No, they're the same shape. What? And we call them Pringles. Like, and be like, no, that will never work.
That's funny.
You know how people hate to peel oranges? Don't worry. It takes 4 years to grow and you'll peel them and it'll be really easy. Like, that seems like a lot of work. Like, no, trust me, just wait 4 years. People will love it. We'll tell them it's from Japan.
Yeah, exactly. I got an email too, or we were getting a text about, I have another email, which I'll read to you after I say this, but we got a text from our friend who I'm not going to name because every time he texts and corrects, I'm going to remove one mention of his name. And he said, no, they're not just grown in Japan. Sumos are grown in California. You got that wrong. I'm like, I never insinuated that they're all grown in Japan. Like, everyone calm down. But let me read this email that I got.
Yeah.
While discussing the film Big Night, David Coggins says it's set on Long Island, when in fact it is set on Cape Cod. He's correct about everything else.
No, I'm going, no way. I don't know where he got that. And that, I think they're all coming out from, the city. I'm going to have to, I mean, if you had warned me, I could have prepared for this. Big Night film.
And he's Googling. You can't Google.
No, I would have lost money on this, but it seemed to me very clearly that, we're both wrong. It says on the New Jersey shore. Okay. But I'm closer because that was like, that's it was true. Within you're shouting, right. Shouting distance of the city. I think that was the point.
That goes to you. And because you were correct, I will out the person that that was Ted Harrington. And Ted, you're wrong. And if you're listening to this, you're wrong.
It was Ted. Okay, so you did that anonymously and gave the mystery, the mysterious email and the author of it gave that person an authority. If I had known it was Ted Harrington, I would have said absolutely not out of the gates. I wouldn't have even had to Google it because I just, you know, Ted, you know, is coming in. You know, it's funny, Ted. Well,
can we explain who Ted is? Because no one knows. You know, Ted,
I think we should put a link to an early and important A Continuous Lean article about the last family-owned Manhattan operating stationer. That's stationer with an E. When a wonderful man in a beautiful business that's now been moved into Connecticut, but all the kind of profane stationery that you know and love that you've seen over the last 10 or 15 years, that's all Ted.
He printed the J Press book that
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is just coming out that I worked on and you contributed to.
Oh, that's nice. He's got a lot of, you know, Ted, I asked him one favor. I mean, he's done many favors. He does all sorts of very, really cool pads of paper where it says like Hong Kong office or London office engraved. So very nice that he had taken from lawyers kind of letterhead that were just so cool. And he has an incredible archive of old, back when movie studios would actually make engraved invitations for screenings of their films for one night, as if it was a wedding. Come to watch this Bing Crosby film at the, you know, amazing Paris Theater. And they made engraved invitations. It's just unbelievable, sometimes with graphics, and he still has them. Having said all that, Ted, I asked you for one thing, which was an autographed glossy of yourself, because he was an actor. He's very handsome, you know, great full head of hair, graying, just everything you want. Can I not get one autographed photo of you and send it from Cape Cod, send it from the Jersey Shore? I don't care. I just want it because I know he says he has one from his time as an actor. And I would love to have that bit of memorabilia. But,
amazing.
Now we're going to get more people coming in with off the top rope with their corrections, but it would be better if they do it when they aren't quite sure, if they're pretty sure, and then we can litigate it on air. Right? If they've already done the research, then they're like, absolutely, no, I've got it. I pulled a King of Spades on the, you know, last card in the Texas Hold'em, but we need it to be like, I think you're wrong about that. And then we can solve it on air.
We should do a whole episode of like, we should just gather up all these mistakes over the year. That's something we can get Andrew from our friend Andrew in Washington, D.C., who I haven't heard from recently. I think he might have unsubscribed. We'll find out after this. But we can get him to just go through and fact check all, you know, every episode. And then at the end or every month, maybe we'll just do a big retractions, you know, extravaganza.
We could do the most intense thing we could do is I would come with five and you would come with five, a certain number of things that I would say, like, there's actually more sugar in a Diet Coke than a chocolate chip cookie or something, or something that didn't, what seems counterintuitive, and then try to tell you if it was true or if I made it up. And then you would try to stump me with some seemingly a sumo is actually, you know, comes from Germany or some random facts.
I think it's great though that we've gone 27 or so episodes with, you know, when just everyone's just figuring it out now that we're full of shit.
I just say it's there's not a lot of structure in the sport coat. Okay, that just is a suitably vague. What do you think of this wine? Oh, it's got really nice minerality. Okay, great. Like, there's just these words, like, you think they know what they mean, and you just, I mean, wine is perfect for this.
Yeah, wine is amazing.
Bracing minerality.
I like to just comment about the terroir, you know, then it's like,
it's all about the terroir. You wrote about hurling this week on A Continuous Lean.
Yeah. I, you know, one of the last places I went, you know, before lockdown, it's interesting. I wonder, you know, did I ever get COVID? I wonder. But I was in New York like in February and had a bunch of meetings. Then last thing, you know, the last place I went to, I kind of stopped off at Hertling on the way out of town, actually, with my luggage and everything. They, you know, it's an old business. The founder or the son of the founder was this guy, Julie Hertling. And they used to make sport coats and suits and pants. And then eventually it just, they were just making pants. Like in the late 90s, he decided to just make pants. And they sort of were really good at that and specialized in that. But Julie Herling was an amazing guy. And just to tell you a quick story, every day he went to only two restaurants, and he went every day, one or the other, but Monty's in Williamsburg or Peter Luger. And
incredible.
At Peter Luger, he had a standing table. Amazing. And he had a charge account. You know, they have that card.
That's the, like, I've always thought it's worth having a card. And remember, it's not a credit card. It's a charge card that you have to settle every month. I would almost pay for my four friends, which is a fortune, just for the pleasure of setting down that card in front of them. It's the all-time flex to just be like, fellas, because it's a cash-only restaurant. Sorry, we should say. Peter Luger's is cash-only, or the Peter Luger's charge card. That is so great. So we would go, what was the first one? Monty's? I don't know if I know.
Bamonte's, little like old-school Italian-American restaurant.
Amazing.
That's been around forever. And I actually had lunch with him once at Bamonte's, and he's just a really interesting guy. But the standing table thing at Peter Luger, there'd be a huge line waiting, and he just walk right into his table, never waited. I mean, and basically no one could ever pick up the check because he had the charge card. And he's an interesting guy. Anyway, they have a younger owner, this guy, Justin Christensen, and he worked at Ralph Lauren. He worked at Brioni, very stylish guy, very sweet guy. And he bought the company from Julie before Julie passed away. And the business is almost 100 years old. It's been really challenging for them. I mean, it's just like it's evolving from like being a wholesale oriented business or a private label business to being more of a direct to consumer thing. And it's like navigating that. And we all know that story. And they've been in Brooklyn forever, and they've made the decision to move to Fall River. And a lot of the old time employees are going with them. And it's just been a challenging time for them with COVID, and just, you know, everyone's wearing sweatpants to your chagrin. And
make pants, of course, for them.
Yeah. So they make pants. They only make pants. They make beautiful pants, and they sell to the Armory and to Bodie and, you know, Harrison Limited in Birmingham. They have a lot of great customers, and it's just like a good business. And they're doing this like big crowdfund where you can buy pants at almost wholesale, and help them sort of be able to fund the move up to Fall River and just keep the factory working, and just, you know, because they're losing all these wholesale orders and whatever. So it's a cool story, and I'm happy to you know, help contribute in a small way to hopefully keeping that stuff around.
Yeah. Well, why don't you can read the story on ACL, and we'll also have a link in the program notes to this episode. That's good. I mean, sometimes I realize I have these habits of a consumer that I guess I'm embarrassed. I prided myself that I didn't have them. So just, I'm so conditioned to go and look for maybe a better price of certain things, like a book or something. And I'm just, I'm so used to it now. It's so ingrained that I often don't just buy something where it is. And sometimes there's a reason for that, because certain places mark things up more than they have to. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that upsets me. If I go to one grocery store and they're selling the Bon Maman jam for way more than they should, and two doors down it's less, I'm like, don't, you're in the same neighborhood as these places, don't do this. But in other situations, we're like always looking for some like slight saving of something and savings. And if in this case, sometimes it's just nice to say, I'm getting a really nicer than I need knife, nicer than I need wine glasses, nicer than I need, in this case, pair of pants that you like supporting them. And is it a little more than you might have paid before? Yes. And that's all right. Like, you're not comparing it to the other version of the thing you have. The whole experience is part of it. And I think we have to stop looking for, oh, I can get a different, you know what, there's a nice pen, or you can get a Bic, but I'd like to have a nice pen and feel good about it every time I open it and write with it. And that's what this is, a nice pen.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think we as consumers, and you know, maybe I should say, I definitely fall into the trap of thinking I need 20 colors of, you know, some cotton pant. Right. And I don't, I wear the two or three pair, same pairs all the time, you know, and I only really need a couple pairs. And that's actually been like the big takeaway for me, you know, during like the last year, is I just don't need all this other stuff. And, you know, a lot of that was just purchased out of boredom, and I'd rather just buy three nice pairs of trousers from Hurtling and know I'm like helping them survive. And like, dude, I went to the factory, like you can go to the place, which is cool. Right. You know,
it's, well, now you don't need quite as many pants because you're at a standing desk. So you don't, you're not up and down and you're not wearing them out around the knees or the back of the knees. You're standing. Has anything changed with the standing desk now that you've had it a few weeks? Do you have a new setting, or have you made any other adjustments, or are you just, you're cruising?
I like standing. I didn't think I would actually stand as much as I have. I really haven't used the chair since I got this thing, which is pretty funny. No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm a little disappointed. My Apple Watch doesn't seem to know that I'm standing, so I'm not really getting credit for it.
Right. It doesn't count. This is the thing. This is, we're like looking to be told we're doing something that isn't I wonder what else we could make us feel better about ourselves. If you just, if the numbers in your checking account were just inflated or deflated, how much that would change your mood, even though it actually doesn't always have impact on your day-to-day activity. I mean, it does once a month or at the end of the year. So the answer is either don't think too much about it or don't even look at it, but I'm not sure that that ever works.
You've been listening to a free preview of Central Division, a podcast and newsletter between David Coggins and Michael Williams. To access all of our podcasts and all of our newsletters, visit centraldivision.substack.com. Thank you.